Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, June 7th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share these messages each weekday morning, calling our online ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Our goal is to both encourage and to instruct. Today's message is titled, Dealing with Pests. And listen as Brooksine reads two scripture texts, one from the Old Testament, Song of Solomon 2, verse 15, and then the Apostle Peter in his writings, 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9.
Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Well, over the past 8 years, I've taken my gardening pretty seriously since we've lived in the country. We have wonderful soil here in Mount Joy, former garden farming area.
And farmland.
Yes, and I enjoy collecting seeds from spent plants. That means really when plants don't get so pretty anymore, the pretty flowers are, they look ugly, that's when you can find seeds from them. So I collect those as we travel through other states. And this year I had great success with some seeds that I had labeled from last summer. I just simply wrote on it, looks like red Mexican sunflowers. Well, I planted those in March and I ended up with at least 30 healthy seedlings. I excitedly planted them in my garden last week, but within a day, I had something eating those plants. I was not happy whatsoever about that. A couple days later, I looked out the window of our dining room and I saw a little bunny munching ever so contentedly on these new plants. Well, within hours, I probably had the look of a soldier as I armed myself with a homemade mix of cayenne in a water bottle and thoroughly sprayed all the plants. I doubt that the bunny had the contented look on its face the next time it began to nibble. If a bunny could talk, it might say, yikes! What happened to the sweetness of these newfound plants that I was enjoying in this backyard the past few days? Well, whatever the bunny thought, it has kept him or her away from these plants ever since. Now, Stephen planted a small plot of sweet corn in an otherwise unused area in our backyard last week. This morning he checked it and he was so excited to see the tiny sprouts popping up through the soil. In several months, we hope to be enjoying some of our own homegrown sweet corn. But till then, we'll have to keep our eye out for the many enemies that this corn has. Insects, disease, and other pests that will seek to destroy the crop of corn. It seems like life is full of fighting off little pests of one type or another, doesn't it? But today, we want to consider the spiritual pests. They come in cycles. There are some pests that I dealt with over 30 years ago that really are not an issue in my life anymore. And yet, there are new pests that I never expected to come in to replace those old pests. Bugs are very tiny, and yet they can do extensive damage. Wise Solomon spoke of the little foxes that ruin the vineyards.
Okay, it's nice to be back. Excuse that phone call a moment ago. Yes, this again is a homemade ministry. As one regular listener comments, it's like we're around the dining room table. Well, the pests we're referring to are the many subtle attempts of the enemy to get us off the right track. And they come in so many different forms. Let me candidly illustrate, and this is something many of you will identify with. We, of course, use our computers a lot. I use the desktop we're reading from today, and Brooksine, essentially right beside me, uses a little laptop. And we have several levels of junk email filters to keep the crud out. In fact, one of them automatically dumps the stuff into a separate folder before I ever see it, and sometimes that can get hundreds of messages in just a matter of days. But junk still gets through. And I received one with a mildly pornographic image. I suppose many in the world would not even call it pornographic, but I want to have that sensitivity that I saw it for what it was. And I immediately dumped it into the deleted folder and then without delay emptied that folder. It was out of my system. I don't want that teaser bug on my computer, and I certainly don't want to invite it in my life. Little bugs can cause devastating damage, but when caught early and properly dealt with, we will have positive results that are compatible with our spiritual goals. Today, you will all inevitably deal with a variety of bugs. The daily scripture text has some wonderful advice. That is the second one. The first one had to do with the little foxes. Then we consider the words of the Apostle Peter. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The dictionary describes the act of prowling as one who goes about cruising, moving secretly, undercover, incognito, stealing, lying in an ambush. It's a perfect description of the tactics of our enemy, the devil, who lies in wait trying to steal that which is of most importance to us. The Spirit, through Peter, gives us sound advice that will keep us from being tricked, caught off guard, or entrapped by the enemy's sinister schemes. We are to, and I again quote from verse 9 of chapter 5, 1 Peter, resist him, standing firm in the faith, because we know that our brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Through our study and application of the scripture, we will be wise to the devil's schemes, which will help us stand firm in the faith. We can also be consoled in knowing there are many others undergoing the same kinds of testings, and yet have power through Christ to resist the enemy and endure the suffering that comes from such trials. May God give us all strength to endure and overcome.
Father, through the knowledge of your scriptures, through the application of its truths, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can't resist the enemy of our souls. Our faith is tested, which is of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, so that it may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Faith that is not tested is faith that cannot be trusted. So help us to see that when the enemy is persistently prowling, God, you are giving us an opportunity to prove our faith to be genuine as we continue to recognize the devil's ways and resist his influence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. It's my prayer as well, and I hope yours. Well, thanks for joining us today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is the message we have prepared Monday, June 7th, 2010. It's now early afternoon. A lot of labor went into today's message, and we do have a lot of photos to share from a very special weekend we had. Actually, two events this weekend of note. One in Philadelphia and another, which I will share about tomorrow, when I was able to visit an Amish youth service last night. I'll have some reflections, very few photos, but lots of photos today on that wedding. And then a dear visit we had to Florence Bogdan on Friday night, taking her out to dinner. Florence and her husband Stephen were such a blessing early on in her ministry. Stephen's with the Lord, but Florence continues to be vibrant in her faith and reaching out to others. Well, we got a lot more pictures because we went to a wedding, and you just have to go to the site. I'm not going to read the captions on our podcast, but if you're interested, they are on Daily Encouragement Net on Monday, June 7th, 2010. The two songs we consider today really don't have a lot to do with our message today, Brooksine, but they were both used in the wedding service Saturday. One is He is Exalted by Twyla Paris, and then the Andre Crouch song, My Tribute. Interestingly, we had this song used in our wedding in 1976, and what a joy it was to hear it again at the wedding we just attended this last Saturday. And that's over 34 years later. Well, blessings now, listeners, and we hope our messages do indeed encourage you. Forgive our roughness and non-professional approach, but our goal is to encourage you.